Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who truly care about others, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I mentioned the folks who care, and our radio effort today will highlight that by visiting about Feeding South Dakota, the Showdown series, very importantly, the folks who make up and support South Dakota corn. I begin with a simple statement of fact, and I suspect it applies to most everybody. If one of my children or grandchildren, for no reason of their own, were destined to spend another day without enough to eat, I'm not certain I could handle it. And yet, according to Matt Gasson, the fellow that heads up Feeding South Dakota, 1 in 9 people in our state deal with hunger. Even more sadly, 1 in 6 children are part of the hunger battle. That's the reason that each year, Feeding South Dakota distributes 11,300,000 meals all across the state. I'm talking about nutritious and great-tasting food. This is why some years ago, South Dakota Corn joined forces with Feeding South Dakota, not only with dollars, but also to serve in a volunteer capacity when needed. The past few years, South Dakota Corn has donated around $70,000 annually to Feeding South Dakota, but because of the impact of COVID-19 on so many families, that amount this year will be increased to $100,000. Folks, that donation will provide 300,000 meals to those in need all across the state. In the beginning of this report, I mentioned that our state's farmers really care about others. This wonderful cash donation is exactly what I was referring to. All of you who raise the food and support the cause, we thank you. I should also mention, in addition to our corn farmers, our two Division I universities, South Dakota State and the University of South Dakota, are also involved through the South Dakota Corn Sponsored Showdown Series. There's going to be a press conference this week to announce this year's winner, but for now, on behalf of Feeding South Dakota and South Dakota Corn, I thank the leadership, the coaches, and especially the student-athletes for supporting hungry families in our state. I'll give you this year's winner and more particulars next week, but again, we extend a heartfelt thank you to both universities. Hey, you folks, be safe, hang in as best you can, and thanks a million for all that you do.